I'm kind of a pacer. So I had never met Patty till tonight, and it was exciting for me to realize that he is where I was 25 years ago. His kids are 6, 4, and 2, and mine are now 31, 29, and 27. So we have some connection there. My story is about my middle daughter, and it starts on a typical Friday morning for me 2 years ago. I got up in the morning, and I drove over to Eva's house to pick up her dog, to take him on a run. At that time, I was living down in Boise, and I would drive to Hull's Gulch, and I don't know if any of you hiked or run at Hull's Gulch, but when I met up with about 8 friends and other dogs, etc. But when you're running up Hull's Gulch, it's a single track, and on one side, there's a creek that falls away steeply on one side, and on the other side, it's a steep canyon wall. It's a single track, narrow trail that goes up with a lot of blind corners. A couple miles into this run, I hear the most horrendous sound you can ever hear, and it's the sound of an injured dog. And I can, in front of me, I can hear, you know, the yelping and the screaming and the crying of a dog. And so we come up and realize what's happened. Our dogs have been hit by 2 mountain bikers coming downhill fast around a blind corner. There are bikes and people and dogs in a pile. And 10 minutes later, we realize the bikes are fine, the biker riders are fine. And actually, Penny, the one dog who's on the ground, is fine. She's just a drama queen dog. But meanwhile, Reggie, my daughter's dog, who I had picked up in the morning to go on this run, was gone. And so I climbed down into the creek, no dog. We split up and ran up and down the trail, could not find this dog. We're just yelling, Reggie, Reggie. And then we finally run up to the living room. It's a trail junction a couple miles up because we thought, well, maybe the Reggie ran up. We get there and I realize my stomach is sinking and I just feel terrible because there's something you need to know about this dog. My daughter Eva at that time was 27 years old, and she had left Idaho at 18 to go to college, was gone for 4 years, had been raised with our 2 dogs. Then she lived in Spain for a couple of years, and then she met her boyfriend, now husband Ben, in Spain. He followed her back to California. Eventually, she finally made it back to Idaho and got her first real job. In California, she went to grad school. Anyway, she had lived this entire, 8 years of her life, and when she moved back to Boise and they bought a little house with a yard, she said, really, this is all about getting a dog. She said, grad school, everything was just so that I could have a yard and have my own dog. I know, and she adores Ben, her now husband. But really, it's her life is about her dog. And so when she would let me take him for a run, I knew this was a privilege. And so when I got to the living room and had to call her and tell her that I had lost her dog, I knew that I was going to break her heart. And enough time had gone by that I thought this could have a really bad outcome. But she and Ben were working from home. It was early COVID. They ran up the trail to join us and try to find the dog. We called, we used Facebook and Nextdoor and all the, channels to try to gather help. There were really dozens of people on that 190-mile trail system for the next 10 hours trying to find Reggie. And then at 11 o'clock at night, no Reggie, Eva and I met back up in the parking lot below Hull's Gulch and had this conversation that changed our relationship. And I was sobbing, she was sobbing, and we were just in that moment of like, we can't find this dog. And I was apologizing like crazy. I can't believe that happened. I didn't pay attention, and he's gone, and how can I fix this for you? And, she just looked at me, and she said, I don't expect you to fix this. And she said, look at your garment. I had run 25 miles trying to find the dog, literally 25 miles that day. And she said, you don't need to fix this. It's not on you to fix problems. I'm an adult. I know what's happening here. You've done everything. We just need to go to bed and meet up in the morning and figure out what to do next. But we both knew by the next morning, we might not be rescuing a dog. We might just be, finding this dog who as we talked it through, this dog probably got terribly injured in this bike crash, had just made it far enough away from the trail to hide, and that we probably weren't going to find him. So that's how we went to bed that night, was that feeling of terrible loss, but also from my side, the emotional moment of understanding that my child was not a child anymore. She was an adult, and we were talking as adults. She didn't expect me to be perfect, and she did not expect me to solve all the big problems. That was huge for me. In the morning, we text each other, it's dawn, she and Ben have already left her house, and they're out looking for the dog, calling and hoping just to have some closure on this. I drive over to her house. I told her, I'm going to go over, pick up a couple things. I'll meet you out on the trails and we'll figure out what to do next. So I drive over to her house where I'd go every day to pick up the dog. I pull into the driveway, and off the porch comes this little red dog. I know. And he's covered with blood and dirt, and he's wagging his tail, and he comes up to me, and he kind of says hi. But then he goes to the back door of my Subaru because he's ready to go for a run, right? I was beside myself, and I was hilarious. I mean, I was hysterical in that moment. And there's a Ring video of this. You know how that is. So, there's no hiding my, what really happened here. But I called Eva. I grabbed my cell phone, called Eva and Ben, and said, "Hey, you got to come back. Reggie's here." I got off the phone, called the vet, and arranged for him to be there. He was in for several hours having surgical repair of a lot of injuries from what they think is a coyote, interaction. He was a city boy. He did not belong out there overnight. But I guess three things that I learned from this experience. Number one was just that I'm so grateful to the universe for letting me be the one to find the dog and call my daughter. And it didn't need to be done, but it happened where I was able to bring that closure to her that he's back, he's going to be okay. The second thing, that my relationship with all three of my children changed after that experience. As I listened to Patty talk about his three little kids and how dependent they are and how much you want their world to be safe and perfect, my kids' expectations of me have dropped to nothing practically. They don't expect me to know it all or be it all. And that's a great place to be as a parent of adults, that the expectations are low and I can meet those. And the last comment I'll make is, if you lose your dog, please call me. I'm really good at that.